T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com Sports Station. Two Wisconsin guys talking Wisconsin sports in the morning. Broadcasting live on the Radio.com app. 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's time for Chuck and Winkler in the Morning, live from the Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Studios.
Happy Wednesday morning. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. He's Chuck Freeman, filling in for Bart Winkler this week. I'm Ryan Horvat. 414-799-1250. How disgusted are you with this Brewers team? Are you done with them in 2019? Tim Allen from the Baseball Postgame Show. He's usually a positive guy. He'll join us at 7:30. Then we'll talk with Radio.com Sports Major League Baseball insider Bob Nightingale. He'll join us at 9 a.m. We'll talk the NL Central. Also, he just wrote a piece in USA Today talking about the state of baseball in 2019. He talked with former manager Lou Piniella, former manager and player and degenerate gambler Pete Rose. Both say that they cannot watch baseball in 2019. They don't like the state of baseball. Just all homers, launch angle. They miss the old days. And I kind of agree with them, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Tweeted us, 105.7 FM The Fan. We're on Facebook, Instagram, anything you miss today and every day over at the Radio.com app. So, Frames, we're talking Brewers baseball. I'm disgusted. You're disgusted. What would it take to turn this season around?
Angry Brewer fan says the Brewers have lost six straight against the Cardinals, their last four against the Cubs. 0-10 in their last 10 games against teams in front of them in the Central Division. Wow, that's amazing. He's got that right. They lost six straight to the Cubs, or six straight to the Cardinals, four straight to the Cubs. 0-10 in the last 10.
Yeah, they're 500 against the NL Central after last night, I believe, or something like that. 25-24,
maybe. I mean,
you
lose 10 in a row to the two teams looking up to in the division and contending with. I mean, those are tough ones to make up, man. That is tough. A lot of people coming at Ryan Braun on Twitter I started off the show by just saying, man, he's just right now he's about an $18 million boat anchor. That's about basically what it is. And I hate to trash a Brewer legend, and he is a Brewer legend. Okay, does he deserve to have a statue in front of Miller Park?
Probably not.
No. Is he going to be on the Wall of Fame?
Yes.
Well, of course.
You and I might be on the Wall of Fame before it's all said and done.
Yes. Yeah. Well, after this show, maybe not.
Yeah, I was going to say we're going hard.
Yes, but this is But Braun, he's not a baseball Hall of Famer. He's not a statue in front of the Miller Park guy. He's a Wall of Famer. But I mean, I look at his career and I just to put it bluntly, just expected better. Just expected better. I just maybe I was set up for failure, and because he got off to such a good start of his career, but to see the numbers he's putting up right now. And when you don't even know if you can play the guy every day, and it's been like that for several years now. But at this point, do you want to see him out every day? Sometimes I get so disappointed because I see that they pay this guy all this money and they just did not get the bang for their buck from that contract.
No, that's a brutal contract. And the problem is nobody else is going to take that on. You think maybe like a team like the Cubs might take it on just because division rival and he owns Wrigley Field, but nobody wants to take on that contract.
No, it's not like the Packers. If they cut Mason Crosby, the Packers would be jumping through Kenosha to get to him.
Oh, he'd be a Viking or a Bear the next day.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, man. And that's why the Packers have kept, they got two kickers right now. And whoever the Packers do cut, the Bears will bring one of those two guys in.
Oh, the next day, right.
Oh, without a second.
Absolutely.
Without question.
No doubt. 414-799-1250. Have you given up on the Brewers in 2019? Brian says, I gave up hope on the Brewers getting into the playoffs long ago, but I'll still watch every night. The Packers won't be any good. Bring on the Bucks. Brian, I disagree. The Packers are going 12-4, in case you missed the last 57 episodes of the show. And, I'm excited for Bucks basketball, too.
Yeah, a buddy of mine texted me last night. He said he says Bucks basketball could not get here fast enough.
I got to agree, man.
I'm
watching Greece basketball.
I've never seen this in August where people look forward to Bucks basketball.
I love it though.
That's great. I mean, it is. I mean, it's great that. I mean, it's at the expense of the Brewers right now, but you know the fans are getting excited about the Bucks when, let's face it, people don't even get excited about the Bucks when the Bucks are here. But now it's a new day with the Milwaukee Bucks, and it's good to hear.
Here's a positive tweet. Steve tweets in at the Fan, 105.7 FM, the Fan. He says, no way is he giving up on the Brewers. It looks real bad, trending down, etc. But until your team is mathematically out of it, why choose misery over hope? I get it. Only one team gets to see hope through to the end. Hashtag, this is my crew. There you go, Steve. I'm kind of with Steve, though. You know that tweet I just read from Brian? The Packers are going to stink. I can't go into a season, I can't watch this division race and just think, this team's finished, they suck, it's over, or what the hell am I watching for? That's literally the definition of insanity. So I have to have some hope. It's tough with the Brewers right now.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do tonight instead of watching the Brewers.
You're watching that game.
Untangle my speaker wires. Iron my t-shirts. I don't know.
You could get caught up on Hard Knocks. Did you catch last night's episode?
Watch reruns of Good Times.
No, you don't want to do that. You got to get on Hard Knocks. Antonio Brown is insane.
But I would have to have like Showtime.
No, HBO.
I don't have HBO.
I'll give you my password.
I canceled HBO once.
Sex and the City ended?
Nah, Sopranos.
Yeah. Best show
ever. Once the Sopranos were done in 2007. Though that's the only reason why I had HBO. You know, HBO's got some really good series, though. A buddy of mine gave me his password for HBO On Demand.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, there's some real good series. Is that where Oz is? Oz is on there, right?
Oz was on there. Yep.
Yes. Oz, very good. Very good.
Oz, Game of Thrones. You got to get caught up on Game of Thrones still.
That's kind of died. Or are they like between seasons on that?
It's finished.
It is over.
Yeah, the finale was a couple months back.
Never got into it.
The Wire is good if you're into the Baltimore drug scene. We could get you caught up on The Wire. That's really good. You'd like Detective McNulty.
What's that?
There's a guy on the show, Detective McNulty. Reminds me a little bit of you.
I'm kind of like the Nick Nolte of this radio station.
Yeah, you are Nick Nolte in Weeds.
Yeah.
Maybe. Blue
Chips, yes.
When he punts the basketball.
I would say, I've done that with my putter many times. My golf putter, by the way. I would say there's a show on there called Newsroom, I think.
That's a great show. You would get into that, I feel. It's Sorkin, so it's like nobody talks like that in real life.
It's about like a newsroom, right?
It's about a newsroom, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
great stuff.
I'd like to see that. Yeah, there's a few series on there.
You're so full of it, though. You'll be right in front of your television, or you'll probably drive to St. Louis, and you'll be watching that game tonight. And I think the Brewers win tonight.
I might change my oil, which I've never done myself ever.
No.
I would have no clue. When it comes to like fixing my car, I'm like the absolute worst at doing that.
Fixing your...
Like anything in my car. Fixing anything in general. Fixing a pen is a chore to me. Really, it is. Repairing a mop is tough. The home improvements is not my strong suit. So I'll be reading a book on doing on how to do better home improvements on my house, on my condo. Because anything to get me away from watching bad baseball tonight, I need to figure out what I'm going to do. So from 7 o'clock on. I'm at the take up a little Wednesday night hobby. So right now, untangling my stereo speaker wires seems to be the number one thing I'm going to do.
Well, that sounds brutal. 414-799-1250. Let's go out to the phone lines. Talk with Ron. Ron, have you given up on the Brewers here in 2019?
I still listen on the radio every night because, I can do things while I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
So one thing I really miss, when the Brewers used to be bad, Bob used to tell hilarious stories, and the worse they were, the longer the stories would be and the funnier they would be. And now we have two announcers that by them one by one that are okay. They're play-by-play guys, but they're not. Neither one of them is a color guy. So when they get into these bad games, there's no funny stories. And when they try to be funny, they're super boring squares. So they need someone that's a little funnier in there as one of the broadcasts.
Well, I like those guys. I do.
Thanks for the call.
I like the Brewer broadcasters. I really do. They're good guys, and they're good broadcasters. And let's face it, you're following Bob Uecker, a Hall of Fame broadcaster. Those are tough shoes to fill. And those guys are doing a hell of a job. And I like, you know, and Uecker doesn't make road trips. If they get the postseason, he obviously will. But you know, he's not on road trips, so yeah. I mean, I have no problem with the Brewer broadcasters. But again, you got to cut up some slack too. If you're expecting funny stories, I mean, you're talking about Bob Uecker, one of the greatest baseball broadcasters of all time. Now, can Bob call a play these days? Can he describe a play when it's rattling against the wall in left field and guys are circling the bases? Not at all. That's where Uecker is at this point, but that's not, he's 85 years old. The fact that he's even broadcasting a game, I hope to be, 75 and still broadcast, but he's 85 and still getting it done. So cut him some major slack on the call. Those other guys who are broadcasting the booth, terrific play callers. But, as far as storytelling, Uecker's the best there ever was.
And if you're hoping, I think the Brewers are going to pull off a win tonight. I think they will salvage a game here, and they will not get swept in St. Louis. But Adrian Hauser on the mound tonight, he's 0-1 with a 6.43 ERA in three career games against St. Louis. His only start against the Cardinals this year was April 22nd, and it was a 13-5 loss where he went four innings, gave up five runs on nine hits, including two homers. Didn't vomit on himself, so I guess that was a good start for Adrian Hauser, but I don't know. What do you think, Frames? They're going against Adam Wainwright. Nine career home victories over the Brewers. His most against any opponent. His 16 wins overall against Milwaukee. Tied for first with the Cubs for his most wins against any opponent. Wainwright owns the Brewers.
Well, I feel like no matter who the Cardinals are throwing out there, it's going to be tough. Because the Brewers are just in one of these hitting funks again where they can't get out of their own way. So whether it's Wainwright or Al Roboski on the hill, I feel like the Brewers are going to have a tough time scoring runs tonight. And, I'd load up on the Cardinals. If sports betting was now legal in Wisconsin, like it isn't going to be in Illinois, I'd be rolling right down to the casino and loading up at the Cardinals.
I got some good news for you. I got a way that it's legal.
How's that? I'll
tell you about it when we come back. It's Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM. The Fan will be back in two. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Bakery and Restaurants. I'm Ryan Horvath filling in for Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman in his usual spot. Brewers trying to avoid the brooms tonight in St. Louis. Adrian Hauser on the mound. He's 5-5 this season, a 3.76 ERA. However, 0-1 with a 6.43 ERA in three career games against the Cardinals. Got rocked earlier this season on April 22nd in a 13-5 loss, where he went only four innings, allowed five runs on nine hits, gave up two homers. For the Cardinals tonight, it's Adam Wainwright, who has nine career home victories over the Brewers, his most against any opponent. Frames, not feeling too confident about tonight, huh?
No. They're in one of these slumps like they were in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. At Wrigley? Where they just couldn't put up any runs, they were lifeless and shiftless. That's what they decided to do against St. Louis again. So here we are. We saw it. At the start of the Washington series, and then somehow they caught fire for 2 days and split the final two games of the series to Washington. But they're back to being, one, two runs a game. Get it to the fifth or sixth inning, they don't have any runs on the board. That role we've seen that before. Oh, we've seen it before with this team before.
Right, and
we've seen it last year too.
It's just kind of a mess of a situation
now. Yeah, no, I'm not expecting anything tonight.
I caught myself. I earlier on in the show said that I thought the Brewers would salvage a game and maybe avoid the sweep, and then I corrected myself when I remembered that Adrian Hauser gets shelled anytime he faces the Cardinals, and it was Wainwright going tonight since he owns the Brewers. KJ from West Dallas tweeted me, he says, "You want to bet? I'll take the sweep for whatever amount of money." And I said, "Nah, I'm good. If anything, I might take the Cubs tonight. They're playing the Giants at Wrigley Field," just to kind of be a smartass.
Yeah, and the Cubs are winning, too.
That's the
They've
problem.
They've won three in a row.
See, the Cubs are winning, and the Cubs aren't even the team that scares me in the NL Central right now just because they have the same issues. Their bullpen stinks. Kimbrel did get the save last night. But the Cardinals scare me the most in this division right now because they're getting hot at the right time. Like I said, they won 9 of their last 11, and they play half of their games at Busch to end the season. And they have the third-best record or something like that at home in the NL this year. When you're playing all those games at home, it makes a huge difference. We talked about the Cubs and their collapse last year. I think the Cubs win that division. I don't even know that it goes to game 163 if all those games don't get rained out and they play the majority of their games at home over that final 2 months of the season. Going on the road for whatever reason, especially in the National League, teams just can't win on the road. I've never really seen anything like this. The Brewers can't win on the road. The Cubs can't win on the road. You know, the Cardinals, they're all right on the road, but they do most of their damage in St. Louis. The only team that I trust on the road would be the Dodgers, would be the Nationals, and would be the Braves every once in a while. I mean, the National League is just not very good. So even if the Brewers do somehow find a way to win the NL Central, I still don't give them a shot in the postseason. I don't think they could beat the Braves in a seven-game series or the Dodgers, but at least you'd make that magical run again. I don't know. I just feel like it's a lost season. I'm giving up a little bit of hope on the Brewers. We'll see what Tim Allen thinks at 7:35. Frames, you still have a glimpse of hope, though, a little bit in there?
That they're going to win the division?
No, just about the post. Like, let's just think wild card at this point.
How about winning one game in
just
St.
taking
Louis?
A game? All right.
Yeah, I mean,
start
I just...
Start small?
Yeah, you know, start small. Win a game at St. Louis and you know, drop two or three. Win a game at St. Louis tonight and then go from there and get to the weekend. I just, you know, I mean, I don't have a lot of faith that they can even win tonight.
They're 3.5 games back in the wild card standing. So the top two wild card teams, obviously, from each league make the postseason, play each other in a one-game playoff. So you got St. Louis, and, well, they're up ahead in the division. You got Washington and the Cubs right now in that spot. The Mets are 2 games back. The Phillies 2 games back. And then you got the Brewers, 3.5 back, 4-6 in their last 10. They've lost 3 straight. I don't even have hope for the wild card at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think right now, just you, like Council said, he says, you know, we can't even look at the standings. We just got to start playing better baseball. I mean, yeah, I mean, right now to even think about them catching anybody is worthless because, you know, they have not been consistent enough at all, consistent winning. I mean, they're 64-62. So many guys, and that's, I mean, at some point you're going to say, well, you know what, they're just not going to turn it around.
Yeah,
you know, I'm down on them right now. I'm at my low point with them right now with these last 2 games in St. Louis and how you come out and you put 4 runs on the board in 2 games. You put up 2 worthless runs late in the game last night after you're already down like 9-2. But when they took that lead 2-1, okay.
And they get to the bullpen. Yeah.
They got to the bullpen. They got Waka out of there. All right, they got to the Cardinal bullpen, and they put up 2 runs.
Waka looking like Cy Young out there.
And then Jeremy Jeffress comes right back and gives it up. And then Guerra. And then who am I missing in that? Oh,
Matt Albers. Your boy.
I didn't see that, thankfully, because it was 5-2 and I was done.
I was done, too. I was done when the bases were loaded with Jeremy Jeffress out there. I just have no confidence whatsoever in Jeffress right now. What happened with Jeremy Jeffress? What is it? Is it mental? Is it physical?
I don't know.
I feel like at some point, if you're down, if you're back in this division, if you continue to lose and you're 7 or 8 back here to start September, just rest these guys. Like, give Lorenzo Cain the rest of the season off and hope that he bounces back next year because you owe him a lot of money. I would even consider, see, I don't want to rest Christian Yelich, but, and you know what's driving me nuts? And I've heard it from other members of the local media, guys that are talking about Christian Yelich. They want the Brewers to make the postseason because they really need to see Christian Yelich win the MVP over Cody Bellinger. Who the hell cares about an individual award?
Yeah, I don't care about the
Who
MVP.
Who gives a crap about the NL MVP if you're not making the postseason?
We've had MVPs. We've had 3 MVPs. We've had 4 MVPs. Rally Fingers.
It's like
Robin Young
for the
twice.
All-Star game. Who gives a crap?
We've had Ryan Braun and we've had Christian Yelich. What do we got to show for it? Do we have any World Series titles? No, we have 1 World Series appearance to show for 5 MVPs that we've won with the Milwaukee Brewers. Yeah, the postseason award, that doesn't, no.
Like, do you think the Sacramento Kings in the mid-90s were like, hey, it's okay that we miss the NBA playoffs every year because we have Mitch Richmond and he makes the All-Star game every year?
Now, okay, last year I was pissed because Craig Council didn't win Manager of the Year.
Yeah, but they were good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
For the postseason.
But still, what matters, the postseason awards, and it's like Giannis, like the Bucks. Giannis won the MVP with the Milwaukee Bucks this year, MVP of the league. But
I'd trade it for that championship right now.
I'd trade it for at least going to the NBA Finals.
I was
going to
say, I would trade that MVP just for a Finals appearance, and then you could get swept by Golden State, and I wouldn't even care. But just the way that season
Giannis,
ended with the Raptors,
Giannis
man.
Won MVP, Budenholzer won Coach of the Year, but you know what? You still lost to the Raptors in six games.
I got to be honest. I cared about all-star rosters, and I cared about MVPs when I was 8 years old. Because then I realized it's all just a bunch of baloney anyway. It's all a bunch of crap. Like, Michael Jordan could have been the MVP every single year, but they had to give it to Karl Malone the year that the Jazz won 60 games and made a trip to the NBA Finals out of the Western
Conference.
And the
Conference. Bulls that year won the NBA title anyway.
Yeah, they won 69 games. It was the year after they won 72. They could have won 70 for the second straight
year.
They won
the NBA title, and they just, MJ deserves should have been the MVP. You know, Yelich, I mean, if you want to look at it, Yelich, I feel like should be the MVP of baseball. I know Bellinger's putting up great numbers. I see Yelich play every day. I don't see Bellinger. I just read about how good he is.
And he's great, but don't get me wrong, but I feel like even if the Dodgers lost Cody Bellinger for the remainder of the season, they'd still be the best team in the National League, and that's the difference. If you take Christian Yelich off this Brewers team, they're in dead last. I mean, they might be right there with the Pirates, but if you take
they're heading Yelich, that direction, Harvey.
You take Yelich off this team, man, and they're brutal. Oh. But I don't care about the MVP. I care about another trip to the postseason.
No, postseason awards and all that. That's fine. But you know, I feel like we've cleaned up on postseason awards. We've cleaned up on postseason awards in this city, in recent years. Now how about let's get a little championship trophies? Is that ever going to happen?
Let's do the damn thing. 414-799-1250. Have you given up on the Brewers in 2019? One guy that probably hasn't, Tim Allen,
host
of the
postgame
show.
I know he hasn't.
It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryan and Stratton College Athletics Studios. Still to come today, we'll check in with Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Find out what he thinks about the NL Central right now as the Cardinals, all of a sudden the hottest team in baseball. They've won 9 of their last 11 games. Cubs win again on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Brewers, all of a sudden, have lost 6 of their last 8 games. They're 4 games back in the division. Have you given up on this season yet? We welcome in Tim Allen from the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. You could catch him once again tonight after the Brewers try to avoid the brooms in St. Louis. Tim, have you given up on this team?
No. 36 to play. They can get on a run. And there's just a jumbled up mess, not only in the National League Central, but also in the wild card race in the NL. So, no, not quite. Not at all.
Well, Alan, I need a suggestion from you. I'm looking for something to do tonight because I need to do something, anything but watch the game tonight.
Stop.
Any suggestions?
Well, there's a pennant race baseball game on. I don't know what would be ahead of that.
Well, watching a team as bad as this team is, I'm tired of it right now. I really am. I'm tired of the inconsistency. I think I need a Brewer break tonight because I don't see any way they're winning tonight.
No, well, I've been there. I've been there with a Brewer break, and I would say this: the offense I've coped with, and that we've adjusted to throughout the season. It's been 4 months of this offense. No, you know, you just roll the dice out there, you roll a lineup out there, and hopefully they hit. There's not much you can do, guys. There's no magic wand here to get the offense going. You just got to roll with it. That's it. And then if they get hot, they get hot, and you hope they do. The more pressing concern is 42 runs given up by this pitching staff in the last 4 games. That will bury them.
Yeah.
We all know that the offense is, as I said, what they are. But you go on a slump on the mound, it's going to bury them.
Yeah, but Tim, I just don't understand why this offense is this bad. I mean, why? I feel like you've given up on hope on the offense, but it shouldn't be this way, though.
Not at all. Grandal, Moustakas, Yelich, Kane, Shaw, Zeus. I mean, how did this happen? You tell me.
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering, man. I'm just like, how is this offense so bad? I put it on Twitter last night. It's like, how is it possible with this all-star ridden lineup that,
yep,
and Travis Shaw sitting out of AAA and Aguilar now in Tampa? How are they so bad? How were they so bad night in? Okay, they had the two. Well, they won the game Saturday by scoring 16 runs. They scored eight, chasing the whole game against the Nationals on Sunday. But how are they just so awful to watch offensively?
They're trying to figure it out themselves. And with runners in scoring position, everybody is going to point to that. A game like last night, 12 or 13 hits. And you just didn't get the crooked numbers going. And it's been like that all year long. I can't figure it out. Sometimes it's just a chemistry thing. It really is. And sometimes it just gels. It's a lot like a bullpen. It's a lot like a bullpen at times where everybody just kind of just fits, and there's chemistry there. And I don't see it in this offense. It's just squeezing bats, and it's painful. Every time you think they're going to break out, it's immediate 0-2. It's immediate 0-2 counts. And now you're fighting. Now you're scuffling. You get runners at second and third with one out. What do you do? Well, then there's a pop-up and a lazy fly ball. It's just, but the inning starts out good. Inning starts out with a double, then a base hit, and it doesn't end well for this team. I think there's no chance Grandal and Moustakas are coming back to this offense. Not together. Will one of them come back? I think one of them will, but those are a couple of big holes, big positions to fill if you're heading into the 2020 season.
Who's going to fill those positions? Somebody out of the Land of Lakes League?
the Independent League?
They have no farm system for that.
Well, there's going to be some changes. There's going to be some off-season acquisitions and or trades. There will be. And they will fill those spots, but it's chemistry. But you do have pieces, guys. You do have pieces not only for next year, but you've got pieces for this year to get on a roll. And I'm still reserving hope for that. You have to.
Talking with Tim Allen, you can catch him each and every night on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, as well as the radio.com app. Tim, I know you haven't given up hope on the Brewers yet, but what about Jeremy Jeffress? Another shaky performance last night. He takes the loss.
Here's the deal. I wanted it last night, and I wonder when he's going to pull it out. I wonder when Craig Counsell, as we just discussed with the offense, there's not much different you can do but roll these guys out there and hope they hit. However, on the bullpen side of things, or just in general, a spike of energy, I'm just wondering, last night, I would have been tempted to go with Josh Hader 2-1, bottom six. Mm-hmm. Right? And then figure it out later.
You know,
play the chess match game later on.
No.
Go with Claudio, mix and match with Albers, mix and match with Guerra. Jeremy Jeffress, as you just mentioned, I wonder when that's going to happen, and if that's going to happen, I would think that they're probably entertaining that idea. Guys, you can't even get to Josh Hader. It's critical mass now. It's critical nature here as you wind the season down. That would provide two things. Number one, it'd hold the game right there, in essence. And I know Josh has been struggling, but maybe it puts him back on the horse. But number two, maybe it's just an overall rally the troops kind of thing. Let's wrap around Hader again. Let's go to last year, because they're going to have to try something here. They're not winning baseball games. You're going to have to do that.
I like that, man. I was thinking the same thing. I thought, geez, Jeffress, why don't they go old school? Well, flashback the year or two and try Hader here. And I know he's been struggling, but yeah, give Hader a sixth inning shot and throw him for a couple of innings and figure it out later on. I agree with you, man.
Go 6-7 last night, I think.
Yep.
I really do. I think that provides an energy boost for the team and maybe puts Josh Hader back on track, and maybe it's a rally cry for these guys. And I would imagine, Chuck, at some point, I want your spin on this too. I would imagine at some point here soon, I don't know. I don't think it's happened quite yet. And will we know about it? I'm not sure about that. But I think it will happen.
Craig Counsell addresses the team for a final push. Would it be when he masses the troops together on September 1st with the call-ups? Will it be heading into the Cubs series in just a week or so? At what point do you think Craig Counsell will say, hey, guys, it's in your hands. Let's go get it.
Yeah, but those things, I feel like those work out for maybe one or two games. You know, those locker room speeches and the, you know, the players-only thing. You know, Al, those things never last very long, do they?
Well, you got to try it. Yeah. And I believe before this thing spins out of control here, before it spins out of control, where then you get emotional on the negative side. This would be more emotion on the positive side. And I'm not saying a rally and a fluff ball positive thing. Yeah. Just a real heart-to-heart saying, guys, don't think you're out of this thing. It is a jumbled-up mess in the NL. You guys can hit the postseason. Let's go now. I think it does happen. I really do.
How about this? I'll do you one better. How about bringing Attanasio to go in there and start throwing water coolers around? How about that? Surprise the crap out of everybody. Have Attanasio come down there and start, you know, kicking things around in the locker room and throwing TVs, throwing big screen TVs around.
You wonder what a Mark Attanasio tirade would be like.
Oh yeah, throwing things, throwing wall speakers. Oh yeah.
I think maybe it'd be more on the Joe Zenzola getting angry type tirade.
Oh, I think Attanasio, man. I think right now this has got to be killing him. That after what having a little taste of success last year, and to go back to this again this year, this has got to be destroying this guy in the inside. I'm sure he's throwing things. He's throwing more than bobbleheads. I'm sure than that.
Yeah, Count said it right last night, though, guys, in all seriousness, that they got to play better baseball and win games, and they're in it, and he acknowledged that. And if you want to make the playoffs, you're going to have to do something like win some ball games. And if you don't, you're going to be out of this thing right quick. And really, this game is huge tonight. I mean, if someone doesn't lose their mind, something's wrong. Something is really wrong. That the sweeps this year that you've fallen victim to, and at least in recent history here, the gauntlet series against the Cubs, you came out of there head down and tail between your legs, and now you head into St. Louis, a big gauntlet series. You wanted St. Louis right here. The timing was excellent for this, and now you have an opportunity, if things go south here tonight, to come out of there the same way. Boy, that's not good. That's not good. And that's going to be tough to pick up the pieces after that.
Well, I might be losing my mind again tonight. I mean,
what a difference a day makes, though, Chuck. I mean, they win this game tonight. They're three back, and then the head-to-heads look a little bit better.
Yeah.
You're three back. You're toeing the line with the other teams in the NL wild card race, and Philly and Arizona and Washington, D.C. So what a difference a win would make tonight. I would be shocked if they play it laid back sort of game tonight.
Oh,
I think you're gonna see some energy.
Oh,
I do.
Really? I go the other way. I'd be surprised if they showed any pride tonight. I got a feeling they're just gonna mail it in. Three in a row to lose to St. Louis, and I'm just gonna be losing my mind. I'm to the point where I'm just so pissed off right now. So disappointed. Really, I've spent money on season tickets. I'm going out there, spending all my time watching this team, and I get lifeless efforts like I did the last two nights. I spent a whole weekend a couple of weeks ago, beautiful weekend, watching the Cubs at Wrigley, and just three lifeless efforts. I'm tired of wasting my time with these guys.
They're going to have to get it together, that's for sure, and it starts tonight.
I'm surprised. I can't believe you can keep it together, Alan, man. You're a better man than I am.
Hey, if this is the downs, if this is the, a down year for the crew, I'll take it. If this is a down year, most times in Brewers history, you get a down year, you're 15 and a half back right now.
Let me ask you guys a crazy question. We're talking with Tim Allen. You can catch him on the post-game show. Let's say it's a disastrous end of the season, just a brutal September. You don't just miss the postseason, but you fall, you know, second to last place right next to the Pirates. Craig Counsell's coming back for sure, right? Let's say a name like Joe Maddon does get fired, though, and there's a name out there, a guy that you think could take this team to the top.
Oh, Counsell's back.
For sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Al, what do you think?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Slam dunk. He's back.
Joe Girardi.
No, he's back. Counsell's back.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why is he
now, hitting coaches
really,
might not be
they,
back.
They love how he works with, how can I put this? lesser talent by the name of the back of the jersey, and he gets production out of those guys collectively. And everyone would love to throw out Clayton Kershaw out there and Verlander and Scherzer and these guys. And just every 5 days, give them the ball. They'll go 6 2/3, 7 1/3, and there you go. Everyone would love to do that. But where his expertise is, he's throwing guys out there like Zach Davies. And no knock on these guys, seriously. No knock, but they're not Max Scherzers. But he's got a stable of these guys. He's got Gio Gonzalez's and Chase Anderson's, and he's making it work for the most part. He is. Are they a dominating freight train? Of course not. But he's making it work with lesser talent.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, on the piggyback on Horvy, what he's saying here about McCounsell, I think if they do fall in the tank, even if they continue the way they are, I mean, there could be some changes on the coaching staff. I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Yeah, I suspect they're going to take a close, hard look at Andy Haynes, their hitting coach. And those tend to flip around a little bit more often than people think. And then it goes to the definition of what you think a hitting coach and his expertise provides a team. So, but, I mean, someone's got to fall on the sword here.
I just don't know.
I think it potentially could be him because, again, we round robin back to this. That game last night turns out a whole lot different if they're up 5-1 in the sixth inning. I think that they probably win that game. This offense is putting the pitching staff in a really tough spot.
Tim, thanks a lot, my friend. Have a good show tonight.
Thanks, Alan.
Go Brewers.
Yeah, you got it, guys.
That was Tim Allen. You could catch him after each and every game on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. You brought up that you don't have a Kershaw. You see what Kershaw did last night, Frames?
No, I didn't.
166 career wins. He moves into the top five in Dodgers history by passing another all-time great lefty. Guess who it was?
Sandy Koufax.
Ding.
Yep, Sandy. I mean, Sandy would have had more than 160 wins had he not had the elbow. I mean, Sandy, man, he was in the prime of his career, and he had to retire because of arm issues. Arm issues, man. But Sandy, that's some pretty good company right there. But Sandy would have blown the field away.
Oh, yeah.
Had he stuck around for a few more years and had not developed those kind of things with his arm.
We're asking you 414-799-1250 if you've given up hope for the Brewers in 2019. We go back out to the phone lines, go to Burlington, talk to Corey. Corey, what's up, bud?
Morning, guys.
Hey, Corey.
Thanks for taking the call again. Unfortunately, I don't think this is a down year for the Brewers. If you look at the last 20 to 30 years, this is an up year. I think it's just a classic case of they don't have the money to add the extra pieces to make them a truly competitive team. I think they're just missing windows when you got Yelich and these young guys who are producing, and they can't pull it together. Like, this middle and late inning relievers are just garbage at the beginning of the year. The starting pitching was real suspect, and now it seems to almost have stabilized.
Yeah, but Corey, don't they have enough people? I mean, you look at some of the guys they had, they throw in that starting lineup. Those guys should be producing. Those guys are good players.
You got Junior Guerra coming? Like,
no. Yeah. Offensively. I mean, offensively. I'm not talking about the pitching. I'm saying that the lineup itself.
The lineup itself, I think they have enough power, they have enough talent to produce runs, and I think they're the reason that we're still in this race right now.
Well, I mean, they've been awful in St. Louis. Awful.
They have.
Awful. And one of the worst teams in baseball with runners in scoring position. But I agree. Throwing Junior Guerra out there, I'm just about done with him.
You look at Kane, Yelich, Braun, Hill, Grandal. Like, that's a great, five, six dudes right there to put up some runs.
Yeah. No,
they
I know.
They just don't have the money, it seems, to add a couple, one stud, and I don't necessarily want them to spend $25 million a year on a pitcher, but you have to figure something out, because it's consistently the pitching is the reason the last couple of years that they haven't been able to do anything.
Yeah,
there's a reason the Dodgers are so good. You look at that rotation. There's a reason that the Mets are getting hot. Look at that rotation. You look at the reason why the Reds aren't in dead last place in the NL Central. I mean,
the Astros, the Indians.
But look at last year. The bullpen was great for the Brewers, and it's awful this season, including, number 71 hasn't been very good in the last month or so. So, I just think that, offensively, They need to go on pitching. They're trying to do the bullpen. Some of those guys should not be here. They're trying to win with some of these guys who aren't very good. And honestly, when they make a pitching change, do you feel good about any of those guys who are coming in to pitch?
No. I still feel good when I see Josh Hader. I do. You know, I really do.
Despite the struggles, I still do.
Despite the struggles, right, because, yeah, it's just the situation. Yeah. I mean, and I get that you're a closer, so you're not going to come into just a clean situation, a nice comfy situation. But still, with Josh Hader, he's been good more than he's been bad. You know, I like to look at the history of a player. With him, I still trust. Jeremy Jeffers was an all-star last year. So I should say the same about him, but I get nervous every time I see him warming up. Oh no, here we go again. And I love Jeremy. I probably like him the most on the team, personality-wise. But right now, he stinks.
You know, Alex Claudio has gotten better.
Yeah, but his arm's about to fall off. He's going out there every other day.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten better. But I mean, when Claudio's out there, I'm just praying he gets an out, and that's it. Junior Guerra, I mean, lately not very good. Matt Albers, just terrible last night. Pomerantz, I don't really have a feel.
Big deadline acquisition right there.
Don't really have a feel on him yet, but leaning toward, on a scale 1 to 10, about a 4 at this point. But, yeah, I mean, there's nobody in that bullpen. Not like last year when you had Knable, who could get the job done, and, of course, Hader. And Jeffress was pitching out of his mind last season. So, you know, those are three guys you could count on. You can only count on one guy this year, and lately you can't even count on Hader.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go back out to the phone lines, and we're going to go over on the northwest side. I think this guy's name is Lee, or I'm sorry, it is Dave from the northwest side. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen. I think it's a down year, and I think it's a down year for two reasons. One, last year, Stearns was very proactive. He was very aggressive, and there were some, from my point of view, there were some really obvious changes he needed to make as soon as the season was over, and he didn't. And Craig Counsell's just doing stuff that just leaves me scratching my head, and I just...
What did you want to have happen in the offseason?
Well, first of all, with the exception of the first half of the year last year, Jesus Aguilar had done nothing, mm-hmm. nothing in his career. And I thought the second half of the season told me, maybe this is a time where if we're going to be proactive, we trade him and get something we really need. And, you know, what has he done since?
It's amazing how his power numbers have just, at least here, fallen off completely.
And we're going off of a half a year, and that's just what it seems like a Brewer thing. You know, a guy has a great half year. You know, you look at a guy like Joe Charbonneau years ago was the same way. He was a one-hit wonder.
Cleveland Indians. That's yeah. 1980.
Yeah. And then there's Counsell. I mean, does he realize he's in a pennant race? I understand that we're trying to win every game, but his hottest hitter isn't Yelich, it's Braun. And so he gives him a day off. I'm fine with that. But why is he giving him 2 days off? He's not hurt. You know how hard it is to play left field?
Oh, I don't know if that's on Counsell. I don't know if that's Braun asking to be out of the lineup that day. I mean, he's
I'm not buying that for a minute. The other point I wanted to make is this. We got Yasmani Grandal, first of all, who can't hit left-hand pitching. He's been a .210 lifetime hitter. Why isn't he?
He what?
Dave.
Hitting .300 against lefties, and he can't even see the up until the last couple of games, and that's Gamel. He can't even see the field. We could have put Braun at first base.
Yeah, the Braun experience, when is that happening?
You know, if he's going to buy into this sabermetric stuff, you know, the biggest sabermetric thing is you don't bunt, period. So he's got one out, the man on first, with his pitcher up, and he bunts? What is that for, to get out of a double play? Well, the chances are he's going to strike out before he hits into a double play. So what have you done?
Well, anytime a pitcher's up with a man at first base, I'm okay with bunting. I mean, okay, it's a close game.
One last thing, Chuck, and I'm going to ask you this. Right. I know you're a big guy. You play on a game in 100-degree weather, and you lose 9 pounds because you're behind the plate. Don't you think it's wise that the manager sits him the next game?
You're talking about Saturday, and then he played Sunday?
No, Grandal caught on Sunday, lost 9 pounds, and he's in the lineup Monday night. I don't get it. That's just, it's that, why would you do that with a guy?
Yeah.
I think he shouldn't be playing first base, period.
Yeah, he is tiring. Yeah, he does look, I mean, he's not, I mean, he's
that's all I got.
A good call. First half of the season, great. Boy, if I could find a job where I could lose 9 pounds a day. Yes.
I got one for you.
Yes, tell me.
A job that you could lose 9 pounds a day?
Yes. Porn star?
No.
Oh.
You'd have to be. Those guys are fit.
Yeah. Well, not all of them.
And the girls.
Oh, the, girl, the
well,
girls.
Yeah, not Ron Jeremy.
The girls always look great, but there's always some bozo with them.
Personal trainer. Boom. You're losing 9 pounds a day. I know a way that you could stay in shape is you could just chew it and you could do it.
What a perfect segue from porn to bluechew.com, man. You get the first chewables.
Drugs and guns next.
What's that?
I said guns and drugs in the 8 a.m.
Viagra. Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew has got the same ingredients, but it works twice as fast. Works twice as fast, man. These chewables work twice as fast. Bluechew.com. Take it on full or empty stomach. These things will get you going, man. These will turn around. Hey, may not be able to turn around our baseball team. May not be able to turn around certain things in your life, but, man, in the bedroom, Bluechew.com. Wherever it's the bedroom, the shower, the kitchen sink, wherever, bluechew.com will get it done for you, man. Here's what you do. You get online on bluechew.com with an affiliated physician. They'll ask you some questions. You can prescribe quickly online if everything checks out. So you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait in line forever. The chewables from bluechew.com prescribed online by a doctor made in the United States. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew. Gives you the confidence in bed every time. And here's the offer for you guys out there. With BlueChew.com, your first order is free when you use the promo code Chuck. Yep, C-H-U-C-K. Someone wanted to say it's me at a fast food place.
Yeah.
And I said, well, can I, your name, sir, Chuck. How do you spell it? And I said, Fred, F-R-E-D. But don't, the promo code is Chuck, not Fred. Just pay $5 in shipping, and that's it. BlueChew, B-L-U-E-Chew.com, promo code Chuck. Your first order is free. I'm telling you, a lot of guys been on this train. We've been hearing from them on Twitter, messaging me and all that on Facebook. Hey, you know, I'm glad it's working out for you, but, you know, your brothers out there need to know. Bluechew.com, the way to go. Promo code Chuck, $5 in shipping, and that is it. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew.
Well, the Brewers, they're disappointing. They're four games back in the NL Central after the Cubs and Cardinals both win last night. But the Packers, can they turn things around here in 2019? I think Brian Gutekunst, this is a big, big year for him. How long do you give the Packers to turn things around and build a winner? We discuss next here on Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM. Man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.